This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program, and you can join us here to bring up whatever you want. It doesn't have to be court-related discussion, which we have been heavy on this week, but that's because one of our own co-hosts has been facing 2 years in prison up until yesterday for recording video of the police. We've been following it in detail throughout the week on Free Talk Live. Basically, every other day, we've been talking in great detail about this, so I think it was Monday, I believe, James, you were on with us. Wednesday, TJ, you came on.
That is correct.
And then now you're both on here on Friday, so it's been a pretty court-heavy week, but hopefully also an enlightening week for you, because you don't get coverage like this anywhere else.
We could be on, you know, with our tails tucked between our legs going, well, we got spanked again in court, but, you know, this is actually kind of nice to be able to come on and say, well, look, we thought we were right. We weren't trying to be jerks, but we thought we were standing up for our principles. And guess what? Common, everyday, average sense Joes, regular people, agreed with us.
They did. Almost all, all 12 of them agreed that it was not a resisting arrest.
Yeah.
So that James was victorious on. And then ultimately, with the disorderly conduct charge, it was a 6-6 split. The entire time that the jurors were deliberating was about at least a five-hour deliberation over 2 days. So the court trial wrapped up on Wednesday afternoon at around 2:30. They deliberated to about 4:30, and then they picked it up again starting at 9 a.m. And then just after lunch, they did return their verdict. Ultimately, the judge and the attorneys agreed to declare it a mistrial on the disorderly charge. So they can't bring the resisting charge back. That's done.
Fifth Amendment of the United States Constitution says no double jeopardy.
So they can't bring that one back, which means that they can still bring the disorderly conduct charge back. The prosecuting attorney refused to answer my question on the way out of the courtroom, and it's actually in the video. When we were getting ready to leave, she was packing up, and I asked her, I said, Ms. Prosecutor, you know, can you comment on whether or not you'll be wasting more taxpayer dollars on charging James again? Because they trotted in six police officers.
Yeah, because that's a very neutral question, Ian.
They brought out
totally neutral. There's not a loaded question in there anywhere.
They brought out, I don't claim to be neutral. I'm biased in favor of liberty, and readers should know that. So anyway, they trotted out six police officers, probably had to pay them overtime to come and talk on the stand. They brought everybody on in court in a bus down to the actual location of the supposed crime and did a viewing, which is a fairly rare thing that doesn't happen very often. They also paid good money to have these blown up charts, or not charts, but like maps. They had these huge maps.
Oh, those were
maps.
Beautiful. They were glossy.
They were very nice.
They had high definition. I'm like, wow, they spent a lot of money on that.
And, you know, however much time that this prosecutor could have been working on an actual case with a victim. So I don't know what the total amount that this trial was valued at, but it certainly wasn't anything, any small, you know, nothing to sneeze at, right?
They probably didn't have, like, computer animations and, like, you know.
Maybe they'll up their game next time.
You know, like maybe we could, like, you know, some video game, like, program it in, like, have snow and, like, you know, like, oh, he's around the corner and, you know.
So
all kinds of nonsense.
So if it happens again, and I hope it doesn't, but TJ, you want them to charge James.
I do.
I guess the charge is already there. You want them to bring this to another trial.
Oh, please, yes, please, please, please.
And if it does happen again, it'll be very interesting, because first of all, this is the first time this has ever happened to any liberty activists here in
New
Hampshire.
Where we end up with a hung jury, yeah.
With a mistrial.
Usually we get convicted, or we get offered a plea deal and we plead out, or we, we get acquitted.
Most liberty activists aren't taking plea deals in my experience.
Okay, so if we want to say that, then we say most either get convicted or they get acquitted, but we very rarely have a hung jury.
Yeah, my goal was to beat the resisting charge, so I was pretty happy.
And you met that goal.
That was, I figured, like, the other one, like, I'll probably be found guilty, because you never know. I mean, you don't know. One thing I was wondering too is, like, can you point out, like, could you say to the jury, like, this is the third trial? This, you know,
I wonder about that.
You can point it out, but the judge will instruct that previous verdicts are not relevant. So you can, like, they already know that because the attorney would say, Trooper Glazer, you previously testified at a trial that you said A. Now, will you please read the court transcript? Is that still accurate? You know, so you can bring that up indirectly, but you're not allowed to argue explicitly in closing summation. Ladies and gentlemen, my client was previously tried, and this jury split 6-6. Well, that would be a no-no.
You could try to do it and see what happens, right? So I would never preclude saying something like that during a trial because I think it wouldn't work. I'd go ahead and try it out and see what happens.
Well, you're not a judge. If I were an attorney.
Either.
Yeah. Well, no, what'll happen is the judge, you know, the other side will object like crazy, and then the judge, if he thinks you did it on purpose, will really be mad at you, and that's not a good idea.
It could be, but, you know, ultimately you can't be disbarred if you're not an actual attorney. They could, I suppose, hit you with a contempt charge.
Or they could, in the future, find you not of good moral character. Because remember, in New Hampshire, you don't have to be a licensed attorney to represent somebody. You can be somebody's criminal defendant attorney as long as you're not getting paid, and you have to have permission of the court, and that's the key.
Which is, I think, a very good thing for New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, we're in a few states where you can be a non-licensed attorney and still, like, you know, look, I understand. So,
can you call yourself an attorney if you haven't gone to school to be an attorney?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, let me back up. It depends on the state.
Yeah.
So in this state, I can say I am James's attorney. That's perfectly legal. Now,
and so you are actually interested in taking James's case if it does come back.
There's another activist named Melanie, and she actually went to law school, and she's working on passing the bar exam here in New Hampshire.
So she would take the case, maybe.
Well, neither her or I are licensed attorneys, but, you know, one of us would sit primary chair, and the other one would be second chair, and that way you could actually have two people with different styles of cross-examination or direct examination.
That would be another funny tactic, is have, like, 12 attorneys, in fact.
Well, the judge would stop it at some point.
Well, unless there's something like an O.J. Simpson trial. So O.J. Simpson had multiple attorneys, but generally you can only have
one at a time talking.
And, you know, it depends on the state. But most of the time, the rule is an attorney can question one witness and then another attorney can question another witness. But you can't have two attorneys questioning the same witness, because it's supposed to be if one attorney has a question, he's supposed to write that on a piece of paper, pass them
to
his colleague.
It's like double teaming. It's not fair.
Yeah.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Another case we've been following here on this program, we had Christopher David. You mentioned his name earlier, TJ. He is the founder of Free Uber. He's the Uber civil disobedience driver who has been, or for a while, went out and illegally gave people rides in Portsmouth until ultimately the police targeted him with felony wiretapping charges for recording a scene where a bouncer actually called cops on him, and then ultimately the police came up and threatened him. He got it all on audio, released that on YouTube, and they are using that now to charge him with so-called wiretapping.
And just to remind listeners, New Hampshire, we're what's called a two-party state. So in most states and under federal law, if I know I'm being recorded, I can record a conversation that I'm having with you. I do not need your consent.
It's called one-party consent.
One-party consent. But in some states, Illinois being one, Massachusetts being a second, Maryland being a third, and New Hampshire being fourth, that I know, California being a fifth.
California is a two-party?
Yes, and not only that, it gets even weirder in California. If you call somebody in California, so, like, let's say I'm in, let's just pick Virginia, which is the one, let me pick a state, like, where I know that's one party.
Georgia's one party.
Georgia's one, like, party. I'm in Georgia, I'm a one-party consent state. I call somebody in California, and I don't get their consent to record them over the telephone. So even though I'm doing the recording from Georgia, I am still breaking California law, according to the California Appellate Court.
Huh.
So that's why
the federal doesn't matter.
Well, the federal, you can't be charged federally. So you remember, like, that was actually an issue with Linda Tripp and Monica Lewinsky when Bill Clinton was impeached. Linda Tripp had recorded her colleague at the White House, Monica Lewinsky. Monica Lewinsky and Linda Tripp were in Maryland, which is a two-party consent state. So Linda Tripp was threatened. I'm pretty sure she was charged with illegal wiretapping. But in New Hampshire, if I want to record you on the telephone, or I want to record you and we're having in a private room somewhere, I have to get your explicit permission, or you have to reasonably know you were being recorded.
So we've been following that Christopher David case, but it's exploded into much larger than Christopher David. There's now the Uber grandma who has been ticketed 4 times for driving for Uber in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where it's basically illegal to run a ride-sharing service right now due to the taxi cab regulations that they've put into effect there that protect the existing taxi cab companies.
It's legal if you get a $1,000 per year permission slip called a taxi license.
I hope she wins, and I hope she sues them.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I know Uber is paying for her attorney, so that's a nice thing. And we got an update in that case where the local, one of the local taxi cab owners is saying he might just protest on New Year's Eve. He says he wants the city to crack down harder against Uber.
Now, this will be interesting.
Yeah, and as a result, he's saying his services may not be available. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here, if you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Local taxi cab owner in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, John Polario, is mad. He says he may pull his 8 taxis out of Portsmouth on New Year's Eve due to the city's alleged lack of enforcement against Uber. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here. Uber, of course, under fire in a lot of ways and a lot of places. So Portsmouth, New Hampshire is no different from many governments all around the globe that are attacking Uber as a threat to the status quo, to the system that has for many decades protected those taxi cab companies who have jumped through all the government hoops. If you're tired of jumping through government hoops, then you need to know about Liberty HealthShare. It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their health care. People like you that are tired of paying too much for health care and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles, like jury nullification. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor and hospital and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com. That's join LHS, like Liberty HealthShare. JoinLHS.com or call them at 800-722-8041. That's 800-722-8041. JoinLHS.com for Liberty HealthShare. A story from SeacoastOnline.com. Great Bay taxi owner John Polario says he might pull his 8 taxis out of Portsmouth New Year's Eve due to the city's alleged lack of enforcement against Uber. He said other cabbies are considering joining him on New Year's Eve by working in Dover instead of Portsmouth. So Dover is a sort of nearby college town where there's plenty of business for cabbies. But, you know, these guys are basically saying we don't want as much business as we would normally have because, you know, New Year's Eve is obviously a big, big time for driving people places because a lot of people are out drinking. And that means that there's plenty of people who are going to need a ride home. And, of course, the taxi cab companies here are now saying that because they don't like how the city is not enforcing the ordinances in the way they want them to, which they want a total crackdown, they've been snitching. We talked about a few months ago here on Free Talk Live when this controversy started on the seacoast in New Hampshire. There was a news story that reported that this same taxi cab owner had instructed his drivers to snitch out, to take records whenever they were driving around, and whenever they saw an Uber cab, they would take note of that person, that Uber driver's license plate number, and then snitch on that person to the police with the intention of encouraging the police to actually go ahead and pull that person over and ticket them for violating the town's taxi cab ordinances.
Ooh, this is, no. I have my little devil horns are sprouting here.
They've done it 4 times to one lady, but I don't know if they've done it to any of the others. And according to Free Uber founder Christopher David, anyone who turns on Uber in Portsmouth will see multiple cabs. So they're there. The Uber drivers are still servicing people, even though they are facing up to a $1,000 fine for each ride.
I think it'd be funny why don't they just join Uber and start, you know, collecting some of the revenue that Uber offers? Because you can get customers.
They couldn't use their cab if it's owned by the company to take an Uber driver.
Well, no,
If
you're a taxi driver and you with, you know, like the taxi company, they have the license, the $1,000 a year license, so they're lawfully allowed to operate. You just become an Uber driver because that's like a lot of places.
But what I'm saying is the drivers themselves couldn't make that choice. The company could decide to have their drivers join Uber.
Or you could be an individual, and if you want to pay $1,000 a year for a license, an individual could become a licensed taxi company. So you can't have a misdemeanor conviction in the past 7 years. So, Ian, I'm afraid you are too dangerous. You're too likely to commit a crime and be a dangerous to society.
Well, I wouldn't have passed the background check by the city.
Correct.
So this is the issue that Uber has. One of the issues they have is they don't want to have this city-required background check when Uber already has its own standards for background checks. The city would preclude anyone who has a misdemeanor within 7 years from being approved to drive, Whereas Uber doesn't mind that because Uber understands that it's not hard to get a misdemeanor. And just because you have a misdemeanor, or at least I presume they understand this because they approved me to be a driver.
Okay, so you could make the argument that you shouldn't allow convicted rapists and murderers and bank robbers and armed robbers to be allowed to be taxi drivers. But if someone has 5 years ago, they forged a check for $50 and got a misdemeanor check forgery conviction and got a 7-day jail suspended sentence, do they really can't be a taxi driver? Is that what the city's really
Mark
saying?
Mark was a murderer. I mean, he was sent to prison for 9 years for second-degree murder, even though he didn't actually kill anyone. But, you know, on the record, he looks like a murderer, and he was able to drive a cab in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah. And by the way, I feel fine getting in the car with Mark. I'm pretty sure he's not going to murder me. And, you know, can you imagine this scenario? There's some rapist. He's like, I'm going to go out and become a taxi cab driver, and I'm going to use that as a ruse to lure young women in and rape them.
Well,
oh, curses, I can't pass the background check. Foiled by the city. There's no way I'm going to be able to go out and rape young women now.
So I can imagine a scenario where, so it's New Year's Eve, I'm at the bar, I call this taxi company, they say, well, because of Uber, we're not serving tonight. I say, oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Uber!
I need to go sign up for Uber now.
Yeah, I bet you're right about that, because they will likely blame Uber for why they're doing it. And ultimately, you're right, this guy is giving Uber a whole lot of free publicity. I mean, there wouldn't be this article in the newspaper about this if he wasn't protesting. Palerio reported, and by the way, he's saying the other cabbies are considering joining him. I bet you they won't. If they're smart, they'll at the last minute decide.
You know, what other system than the free market can an openly gay man go into a conservative Christian shop and say, sir, I have something you want called money, and you have something I want called a tractor or a backhoe because I need to do some yard work. I want you to say that you love gay people, and I'm holding a $100 bill in front of them. Yeah, say you love gay people. 100, 2, see, I know you want that money. You know what? I know you loathe and hate gay people because of your religious convictions, but I'm going to demand that you say I love gay people.
And what does that have to do with the taxi cabs?
Because somehow, like, we have these people that whatever they think, because they want the money, whatever they think of Uber, you could be pro-Uber, anti-Uber, but above all, they want that money. So even if they agree with the guy, look, I totally think Uber sucks, but I need to get out there and get some fares.
Yeah, we're
not going to really join in this protest because we want the money instead of the moral conviction and satisfaction of knowing we didn't help drunk people get home on New Year's because we're mad about something.
So Palerio reported in an open letter that was discussed during Wednesday's meeting of the Transportation Services Committee, formerly known as the Taxi Commission. In the letter, the cab company owner claims Uber drivers are openly violating the transportation ordinance and are therefore, get this, stealing money from registered cab drivers like himself.
Yep.
He believes that because he has the government permission slip, he owns your business.
Yep.
And that when you decide to go to Uber, you have been stolen from him.
Yes.
Even though there's no obligation on your part to actually use his services, you could walk home, you could
call
a friend.
With Uber, you can still go with a government-licensed taxi. You can say, look, I don't trust Uber's drivers. I want a government-licensed taxi. You still have that option.
Uber has that option, actually. It's called Uber Taxi. It's on their app.
I don't think they have that in Portsmouth. 855-453, that's our number. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here on Free Talk Live. The toll free number for you is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about this entitled taxi company owner in the Portsmouth, New Hampshire area, who is claiming that anyone who's driving for Uber is stealing from taxi cab companies like his, because they haven't gone through the government's hoops like he has, and so therefore he deserves your money. He in fact owns your money, even though it hasn't left your pocket yet. And if you decide to give your money to someone else who's not a government registered taxi operator, then that's stealing from him, is what he says. Even though you could in theory give it to any other government taxi operator, he believes he's being stolen from.
You know, I like the show Crank Yankers, and I think it'd be wonderful to call up this taxi cab guy and go, you know, hi, I'm looking for a taxi. By the way, are you an Uber driver? Because I have the Uber app, and I really like using it. Have you ever thought about joining the Uber community?
Oh, just to set him off.
Just to set him off. I mean, I don't believe in being a jerk to somebody, but if somebody's acting unreasonable, then trolling them is perfectly okay, in my opinion.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that I think they're doing a great job of over on the seacoast, is trolling them.
Well, what this guy should be doing is saying, well, maybe none of us should have this license. And then I could compete with them, quote unquote, fairly.
Well,
right?
There was one point in front of the city council in Portsmouth where he did actually say something about that, where he did actually suggest to them. Now, I don't know if it was in jest or sarcastic, but he did suggest that they get rid of all of the regulations against everyone.
I mean, I can totally understand where he's coming from. He has to spend $1,000 a year for this permission slip, and he's paid for it. And he's like,
is it per cab, though? Or
I forget if it's per company. I know it's $1,000 per year, and I think it's for the company. And then you can have licensed drivers under you, but to be a licensed taxi company, it's $1,000. Which, by the way, that's nothing compared to New York City. If you want to be a licensed taxi cab in New York City, that's like half a million dollars easy to get that
actually,
medallion.
I think I heard that it went up to $1 million, but now it's gone down because of Uber.
Yeah.
And yeah, who do those medallions help? They sure as heck don't help the consumer.
No, they drive up the cost of a ride.
Think about it.
They've got to pay that back.
Actually, I always thought, like, people, especially Bernie Sanders supporters, they talk about price fixing and how evil it is. And I thought, taxi cabs are one of the ultimate forms of price fixing. It's illegal for the taxi cab driver to charge you more than the market rate.
A Sanders supporter would argue in favor of price fixing in certain cases. Like, somebody who supported
well,
the
like
government.
Corporations collude, man. Corporations collude.
Well, right, they would
prices.
Want to fix the price lower.
They want to fix the price too high, man. And I said, well, you know, taxi cabs are an example where the government, you can't set the price higher, but you also can't set the price lower. So say right now someone's, you know, Mr. Taxi Man, I only have $10. I know it's $20 to go to the airport. Would you be willing to accept $10 because you don't have any other customers wanting to go right now? And the taxi cab owner has to say, sir, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I can only charge you what the government allows. And right. It has to be $20. I cannot charge you less. I cannot charge you more.
Yeah, they have cities like that, like D.C.
If the prices come down, some people might say, well, you know, I don't need to own a car all the time, so maybe if I could afford rides, I'd use, you know, someone else to drive me around.
You know, these greenies,
the market might grow if the prices come down.
I mean, people need to think like these greenies out there, the green people that love to talk about the environment. Well, I have a car, but I'm only driving it about 5% of the time, so it's 95% inefficient. It's just sitting out there in the parking lot right now in front of our studio. I'm not driving it.
Someone else could be using it.
Or if I'm not using it, I could be making money, or I could rent
Rich
it out.
I told Paul that he ought to apply to Uber and see if he can pass the background check, because he actually has a felony on
felony,
his record.
Felony pot distribution.
Yeah, felony pot and purported LSD as well.
That's a long story.
So it would be interesting if he could pass it. Frustrated with the scenario on Thanksgiving, Polario said he and other cab drivers stopped working in Portsmouth on that night, and the result was price surging by Uber. Polario said he had heard from customers that Uber drivers' Thanksgiving surge
they
prices
are so full of it.
Included $82.50 for a ride from Atlantic Heights to Elliott, Maine, for which he charges $21. The cab company owner said he heard from another customer that Uber charged $58.50 for a ride, which he normally charges $17. Polario wrote to city officials he believes unregistered Uber drivers have cost his business about $100,000.
You know,
poor
here's the thing.
No.
On Thanksgiving, okay, now hold on. I've got to cry BS here. The guy said, on Thanksgiving, I was so mad about this situation, I decided to not work out of protest. No, you wanted to be home with your family like every other normal, sane individual on Thanksgiving, and that's why you did it. You didn't do it, you know, that's like, I love these people who, they decide to call in sick to work, and they say, I'm calling in out of strike. No, you're calling in because you have the flu.
Think about how upset his drivers must be. I mean, look, maybe it's fine for Mr. Polario, who can apparently, you know, lose $100,000 and still be in business. Maybe it's fine for Mr. Polario to take the night off, but his drivers are likely guys who are trying to keep the rent paid and keep the lights turned on at home. And now they've got their boss coming in and saying, look, guys, why don't you take the night off? Yeah, I know it's one of the busiest nights of the year. I'm an Uber driver, right? I've only done it once because I live in Keene and they don't have the, it's not active here, but I've done it in Manchester. So technically, I am an Uber driver, and they send out text messages to all of their drivers in New Hampshire every now and then saying, hey, you know, last year at this time, this was a really busy night, so you're going to want to be out on the night before Thanksgiving, that kind of thing, because a lot of people apparently go out and get drunk before they have to go and hang out with their families the next day.
That surge pricing is a good thing, too. I mean, when we were in Hawaii, I loaded up the app.
Did you take an Uber?
We did.
We did, but cool. I loaded it up, and it popped up a message, surge pricing in effect. You know, it's more expensive right now. So, like, I plugged in where I wanted to go, and it's like, well, you know, it's too expensive. I'll just walk. So, I mean, it does, it sends important signals to the market.
I mean, ultimately, if you want, like, if you think, boy, you know, taxis are too expensive, well, the reason is because of the government. Because, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's like, sir, you're not using your car right now. You're not doing anything with your time right now. Can I pay you $5 to run me over here real quick? Would that be okay? And both parties benefit, because the guy could say, no, my time's more valuable than that, or no, I don't like you. But the person, you know, it'd be so much easier if I didn't need a car all the time, if I could just ask somebody and pay them for a ride and not have to wait for a taxi. That's, and, you know, have any of us thought about, like, going to MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and say, hey, why don't you guys support Uber? Because so many people drive home drunk.
The statistics show Uber in, I believe it was Philly, they actually looked at the numbers, actually a few of their markets. Statistics show drunk driving incidents go down when Uber starts in a city.
Yeah, because, I mean, the one problem, why do people drive home drunk? Well, they call up the cab company and say, sir, we don't have any taxis available, or they won't be available for 4 hours. And like,
I got to work tomorrow.
I got to go to work tomorrow. I better get home. And so rather than, I mean, imagine you could call up and there would always be a cab available. And maybe there would be pricing. If you're intoxicated, they give you a 50% off drunk discount. Or maybe
some cabbies will actually go to bars and give their business cards and actually will take people home.
Yeah, or maybe bars could have a contract. Like, yeah, we like
they do that.
We'll, like, you know, we'll call this company and you can be exclusive sole taxi provider to our patrons.
For a discount.
For a discount.
That absolutely happens. So let's see here. Oh, here's more from Polario. So this is the angry cab owner. Quote, it's time for this commission to ask for a temporary injunction keeping Uber from operating illegally in Portsmouth until they comply. If no action is taken, I will be left with no other option but to move my operation on New Year's Eve to Dover and let the residents and guests of Portsmouth truly see what Uber is all about.
Uh-oh. Well, you know, this is kind of like threatening to shut the government down. It's like the worst thing that can happen when the federal government shut down is everybody's like, nothing's really bad is happening. The whole government's shut down. You know what? We're going to put barricades in front of the World War II Memorial. It doesn't cost us any money to keep it open because it's already there. It's built. There's nobody taking tickets. But we're going to put barricades to shut it down to let everybody know how important the government is.
We should have an event like, you know, have multiple drivers go out there, like 16 drivers go out there and be like, you know, have double what he's pulling off the streets. Right?
I wish I lived close by. I mean, to drive to Portsmouth for me, you know, we're in Keene, New Hampshire. It's
that's 2 hours. That's
2 or 3. 2, if not 2.5 hour drive to get out there. But man, this is going to incentivize more Uber drivers to come up, maybe from Boston or from Manchester.
Yeah, if there's the money, if the market, if there's market demand, people will pay. If the government just allows them to free market to happen.
Toll free number tonight 855-450-FREE. More from the whiny cabbie here 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We got time for you if you want to join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to take the cabbie side here. The cab driver or cab owner, John, I think I've mispronounced his name, Palrero. Palrero. Anyway, John, the cabbie owner out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, is threatening to pull out on New Year's Eve, one of the biggest nights of the year. He's saying he's mad that the city isn't cracking down as hard as he would like them to on Uber. I mean, after all, if you want to find out where the Uber drivers are, you just have to load up the app. For anyone who doesn't know this, I guess we haven't really explained. Uber's a ride-sharing service. They're basically a connector for people who are willing to give rides to people who need rides. It's an app that does that. And what happens is you download the app for iPhone or Android, you pull the, open it up. Once you create your account, it'll show you on the map where all of the Uber drivers are. Or actually, I think it only shows 8 at once, but, if
you're nearest in, Uber drivers,
right. Yeah, it'll show you the closest ones, and it literally shows you where they are. So you can see them moving around as they drive around. When you tell them you need a pickup, it'll show you which car is going to pick you up. It'll tell you what the driver's name is, show you his or her picture. It will actually also
give you the make, model, and license plate number.
Number of the car. Exactly. That way you can identify.
That driver could be a member of ISIS or Al-Qaeda.
Oh, James. Darn it. This is the interesting thing. Ian, I can give you a ride in my car in Portsmouth, New Hampshire for free. That's totally
correct.
Allowed. The moment I charge you $1, now I need a $1,000 per year permission slip called a taxi license
from
the government. Or else the government will write me a bunch of fines and citations. And if I don't pay those fines and citations, they're going to send men called police officers who have guns and body armor to my house and take me away in handcuffs if I don't pay those fines.
James, don't give them any ideas. I mean, this guy isn't yet claiming that Uber drivers are ISIS, but, he's so desperate for his business here. He's claiming he's been cost $100,000 because of competition from Uber. He claims that he owns everybody's cab business and that Uber's stealing from him. He says it's time for the commission to get a temporary injunction against Uber to prevent them from operating in Portsmouth until they comply. Yeah. And he says if you don't do it, he's going to pull out on New Year's Eve and says he'll let the residents of Portsmouth truly see what Uber is about. In response, the Transportation Services Committee Chairman Peter Bresciano Wednesday made a motion to recommend that the City Council actually seek said court order, stating that Uber should cease and desist from operating within city limits until it complies. The council is scheduled to conduct a public hearing on the city's ride-sharing ordinance on December 21st.
I'm utterly shocked, because normally the government's response is they like send out the SWAT team, pull over people, and you know shoot their cars, slash their tires. That's usually the government's response.
Well, I mean, a government judge's order is the same thing. That's the judge ordering them to cease and desist. If they didn't cease and desist, they could absolutely use violence against Uber in that case. In that case, they could raid their home office.
I mean, the fact that we're even having a discussion about whether Uber should be allowed. Normally, it's you're not allowed to do this. Shut up. Get the permits or else. And then later it comes out, oh, we're sorry. But this is more like they're actually having hearings and weighing in with the taxi cab commission.
Uber's offices have been raided, not in New Hampshire, but in Hong Kong and in France. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if they escalated this to pretty serious levels here. In response, committee member Larry Cataldo, who drafted the first version of the ordinance, said Wednesday that what John says is true. Nothing has been done, he said, about the fact that only one Uber driver has been cited since the ordinance was enacted September 17th, and that's Uber Grandma. Her name is Stephanie. I'm forgetting her last name at the moment, but if you type in Uber Grandma on freekeen.com, you will find her story. She's been ticketed four times now, is facing around $3,500 in fines, and she is slated to go to trial, I think in January. I'm not sure exactly the trial date on that, but that's going to be interesting because Uber has hired an attorney.
Stephanie Franz is her name.
Thank you. She's 64-year-old grandmother, former school bus driver. So going on here, he says...
Hardened criminal. I bet she's a danger and menace to the public society. How dare she drive around without a permission slip from the government?
So the head of, or one of the committee members says he thinks the cab owner has a point. Police Lieutenant Chris Cummings defended police enforcement of Uber drivers in Portsmouth, responding that officers are documenting verbal warnings that are being given to unregistered Uber drivers before issuing them citations. He says that's the protocol, so that when unregistered drivers are taken to court, police can show a judge they were already warned and therefore knowingly violated the law. Cummings said during Wednesday's meeting, quote, "We have been doing quite a bit of enforcement, a lot more than we've done in the past with taxis," unquote. So that means they're targeting Uber drivers more so than they've ever targeted taxis. A little bit of discrimination there. Assistant Mayor Jim Splain, during his last meeting on the Transportation Board, said Uber needs to explain why it hasn't registered its drivers while two drivers have registered independently and are driving legally.
Yeah.
Cataldo said Uber executives should be called to task, and that job belongs with the city council. He made a motion that Palrero's letter be sent to the current city council, newly elected councillors, and Uber headquarters with a letter from the committee saying Uber needs to register as a company. The motion passed unanimously with committee member Tristan Law absent.
Technically, no. Now, here's the thing. If you're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and you work for Uber, you can... go get your own taxi cab, set up for $1,000.
And sadly, two of them have done that, which is really sad.
Well, if you don't want, I bet it's the cost. Like if they're doing it if they're not an activist, if they're just a business person, they're probably going, look, it's easier to pay the government $1,000 a year to not have them arrest us.
That, in my opinion, is the problem with business owners. Yeah, they're not
like
willing
people,
to take a risk.
It's kind of like video reporters who say, "Sir, I'm not going to move back around the corner, and I'm fine where I'm at." And they're like, "How dare you disagree with me? Whack, whack, whack." And then they get, $8,000 legal bills, and they have to fight it. And so I was making a jab at James, and he's just totally ignoring me.
No, Ian and I smiled and laughed at that.
Jim Splain, the assistant mayor, said he's abstained from voting about Uber during transportation committee meetings because he's waiting to hear from citizens during Monday's city council meeting. But he tipped his hand as to what he's thinking, saying, quote, I'd like to ask Uber why they don't pay their drivers $25 each to register. So he's saying it's $25, not $1,000, as opposed to paying thousands to go to court, said Splane, adding, if it's just because they're so arrogant. Unquote.
Well, it's because they don't want to. I think Uber's position is, well, if we do it in Portsmouth, we'll have to do it everywhere. We'll have to get taxi medallions.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because, and I think Christopher David from Free Uber did point that out, that if they lose this in Portsmouth, then don't be surprised when Dover and Manchester and these other towns in which Uber is operating will jump on the same bandwagon and start regulating Uber there.
Oh, and even Keene. Oh, see, now, I would love them to see try to regulate taxis here in Keene. Oh, my.
I want
that
Uber
would be
to open up here in Keene. I really want that.
Oh, I'm itching. See, that. You know, are we bad people who are itching for a fight with people who are being...
I don't want to fight. I just want to drive people around.
Well, I know you don't want to fight, but like when people are being like evil and bad like this, I mean, we actually think these people, like, they're not intending to be bad, but they're being jerks, and so we have no problem trolling them because they're being jerks. If they would just ignore us, like, the worst thing that could happen for us is if we go out and do something and
but
we get ignored.
But they can't just ignore you because they get people like this entitled business owner jumping down their throats. He's at every city council meeting stomping his feet up and down saying, you need to do something about Uber!
Yeah. I mean,
$100,000!
Doesn't he realize every time he says the word Uber, all of a sudden Uber gets more business? I mean, anytime you want to advertise something, just have the government try and stop it, and then all of a sudden, so you're like Ross Ulbricht, you know, thank God we stopped this Ross Ulbricht guy in the Silk Road selling drugs on the internet, and because he made $100 million in 2 years selling drugs over the internet, and thank God he got caught by using his email address, and that's how we caught him. And you know, people are sitting at home going, saying, you know, he made $100 million over 2 years, you say. And he didn't have to do any work. He just did a bunch of computer admin work. And
well, that's work.
He only got caught because he used the wrong email address. And so he made this one tiny slip up, and that's why they caught him. $100 million for 2 years, you say. So right now, you know, people are like, wait, Uber drivers get like $50 an hour or whatever the equivalent?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it depends. So
sometimes
it only works out to like 10 bucks an hour. It depends on the market. It depends on the demand. So if it's the what they call the surge pricing, you get more than what you normally would. In my case, my first ride was I think it was like a $20 ride, and the dude actually tipped me $20 as well. You're not supposed to tip your Uber drivers, but this guy did anyway.
By the way, and this information, you're welcome, Ian, as a computer engineer. You're welcome for the smartphone and computer algorithms that made this all possible of sharing the people who needed rides with the people who had cars who wanted to give rides.
Well, you know what? It's going to get better, too, because as Christopher David had pointed out, he wants to create an app that will decentralize Uber.
Right.
That will basically cut Uber, the middleman, out of the system entirely and just allow people to give rides to people with like a blockchain-based, Bitcoin-based
That'll be interesting
app.
To see what happens. But, you know, we have Airbnb as well. So if you don't want to pay for a regular hotel, Airbnb, couch surfing.
I've heard great things about Airbnb. Derek J. used it when he stayed here in Keene recently. Hey, we're out of time for tonight, but check out more about James Cleveland's trial. The video is going to be up this weekend at freekeene.com. And check out free Uber as well, freeuber.org. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.